Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Okay. I'm Megan McKinnon. Today is January 9th, 2019, and we are at Center Point Hospital.
I'm Mildred Marie Mackin at Center Point Hospital, and I was born 3/22/47.
So where did you grow up?
In Fairmount and Independence and Sugar Creek.
All right. What was your childhood like?
Not very good.
Would you like to elaborate on it?
I got beat a lot. Jenny will tell you that.
All right. What were great-grandma and great-grandpa like?
That was Grandpa and Grandma Dill. His name was Sterling Talbert Dill. And he married, I don't know what her name was, but he had Bertha Ethel Dill. Terrible name. And then they had he married my grandmother, which was Sarah Alice Dill. Or O'Hanlon. And they had my mother, which was Selma Marie Dill. And then she had me when she was 21. Do you have those pictures on my phone? I got pictures of me in high school and her and Robbie. Or me and Robbie, and let's see, I was born in 47, she got married in 46, she got divorced in 48 and remarried in 48, and Nancy was born about 4 years later, 4.5 years later. And then Jenny came along about 12.5 years later. And we grew up in Blue Springs, mostly Blue Springs, and I went to third grade in Kansas City School District, skipped third grade, as long as Grandma taught me my vowel sounds, and they put me up in fourth. And then we went back to Blue Springs, and I went into fifth grade there. I was in, my teacher for fourth grade was Mrs. Hagedorn. And my fifth grade teacher was Martha Balkin, Bankus at the time. And she remarried, but that was after I left her class. And she thought I was too young to be in her class. But my mother told her if I made the good grades, which I did, and then I went into higher sixth grade, and passed there, and then I was in high all the way through high school from there. Had a scholarship, but got married instead. Dumb. Had Tammy, and then I had Pam. And then we got married. And his daughter was 9 months older than I was. But we got along all right. That's how I met him, was through his daughter. And she was always good to you girls, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah.
And John was good. You stay with her quite a bit.
She was my favorite sister.
Yeah, Pam and you didn't get along. And the girls had horses growing up. She was on a horse when she was 2 weeks old. Not very long, but she was there. We lived out there in Cleveland.
Yeah.
We had 240 or 60 acres out there. And then we moved to Buckner. We lived there 40 years. Raised Tammy and Pam. They went all the way through Buckner School. And then along came Robbie, and he went all the way through Buckner School and graduated. Poor school. And then he went into the Marines, was in there 6 years. And Buddy got Alzheimer's, so I took care of him. Took care of Grandma part of the time. And he used to tell some funny stories. Tammy and I were sitting there watching television one time. We was just watching a movie. He looks at us and he says, "Something wrong with TV." Tammy looked at me and I looked at her and I said, "There's nothing wrong with TV." He says, "Yes, there is. There's no color." He didn't ever remember seeing no color. And in one time I had a picture of Grandma Great and myself when I was a baby. She was 21. He wanted to know who that was. I told him it was Grandma Great and me. And he looks at it and he says, "What happened to her?" I said, "Well, she got old." And I don't know, can you think of anything else?
Nope, you have a question.
All right. What was your best memory from growing up?
Riding horses.
What did you do for a living?
Well, a little bit of everything. I started off selling vegetables for Grandpa and Grandma Dill. And then I sold papers for a while, mowed lawns, shoveled snow, worked in a bakery, worked in a roller rink. I worked three jobs during high school, which was I did engraving, worked in a bakery, wrapped meat, and worked at a roller rink.
Didn't you work for Adam's Dairy too?
No.
No?
I just rode my horse up there a lot.
Okay. I was thinking something about Mom said. The ice cream where they sold.
Oh, we used to go up there when I was a kid and get it out of the ditch.
Okay, where Adam's Dairy.
Yeah.
They lived really close. They would throw their old ice cream away and they would go up there and get it.
Yeah, they'd save it for us. So the hogs wouldn't get it. And we'd take it home and they'd go through them and get the good ice cream out and keep it and throw the other away. And my stepfather would yell at her for taking whipping cream and throwing it away instead of making whipping cream out of it. I can remember that. Used to have a shovel snow and coal when we lived there.
We couldn't wear jeans to school. I remember that.
No, we couldn't wear jeans. That had to be dresses. Even on the bus, we couldn't wear jeans. It was miserable.
So, can you tell me what it was like to be the first female firefighter?
I had to take a lot of guff off some of them. But we had a small truck and a trailer. And we had overhead doors, and we had a big truck. And I backed that one straight in. Then the guys thought they were really going to see something funny when I backed the little one in. But I got it straight in, went inside, and it was probably 250 feet to 350 feet from the door. Anyway, he comes clearing the building. He congratulates me and he says, "We thought we was really going to see something, but we found out different. You did a perfect job." And every winter, it was a barrel roof. And every one of us would fall. Either slide up or slide down and hurt something one of the way or the other. We'd have to go to the powerhouse or down to the down in the basement. They'd scare us to death because there'd be steps. Some of them hide down in there and grab your ankles. It was scary.
I bet.
But I'd get them back.
So what made you decide to be a firefighter?
Money. Well, I went to work as a plastic fabricator at Bendix first. And then I went in as a assembler adjuster. And then I got laid off for 15 months and a week. Then I went back on the broom just to have a job. Because it was like $4 an hour, and that was way back then. So then when I got a chance to take the fire department job, it was like $10 or $15 an hour,
oh, wow,
plus benefits and stock options, and it was salaried. So it was worth it to take it.
That was back in what, 1980?
74.
70s, yeah.
So by 84, I was making good money.
Good money for back then.
For a woman, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. She was the first
full time fireman in the state of Missouri.
That is really cool. Do you have any favorite stories from working in the fire department?
Oh, yeah. We had this guy named Charlie Allen. He could sleep with his eyes open. And we would go get birds that chirped and all kinds of things, and he'd look all around where we'd put him. He'd get up, and he'd look all around, and he'd say, "Where's that chirping bird?" And we wouldn't tell him. He'd still look all around. He couldn't do anything except play golf and cards, chase women. But he was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But he died last year, wasn't it? or year before.
Yeah, 17, wasn't it?
Yeah. Most of the guys I worked with are all dead now. Mm-hmm. But it was quite interesting.
I remember we got one of our dogs, Frank, Tina.
Yeah. That dumb Penny went through the screen, remember that?
Yeah.
On our trailer. She finally got run over.
No, she just died.
Oh, she got run over out in the yard.
Oh, she did? I thought she just died.
No.
Okay.
One story. When I was real little and we lived on Roston, I believe it was, it went up to the Standard Oil plant over in Sugar Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Mother used to tell me, don't stick my finger down this hole. Because there used to be knots in the wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kept doing it. And kept it up and kept it up. And something grabbed hold of it. I thought it was a snake. But it was a cat. Never stuck my finger down that hole again.
How did you meet Grandpa?
Through Brond.
How did he propose to you?
He wanted to get married, and I said, okay.
Easy enough.
Right.
Do you have any favorite stories?
About getting married?
Just with Grandpa in general?
Oh, yeah. We traveled a lot with Frank and Tina, who I used to work with. We had good trips. We took, it was a month all over the West Coast. We were gone for over a month. Went through all the western states.
Did both the girls go with you?
No.
Where'd you stay? I was working. Oh, older, okay.
No, it was just Tina and him and I and his wife. It was fun.
Okay. So with that, where all have you traveled?
All the coast, all the West Coast except for North Carolina, North Dakota, and most of the East Coast except for Northeast. Been to the Atlantic and the Pacific both, to the Gulf. Florida, Mississippi, all down through there, Kentucky, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, all up in there.
Mm-hmm. When did you first find out you would be a parent?
In 1965.
Mm-hmm. 64. I was born in 65.
You were born 65, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
It was all right.
Do you have any favorite stories about Mom or Aunt Pam?
Oh, yeah. Pam came on the bus one day. She's sobbing. Can't figure out what trouble she got into at school. She wouldn't tell us. Come to find out, kids told her she was going to be growing up to be a midget. But she didn't grow up to be a midget.
You grew up to be short, though. Really short.
Yeah. I don't know how Robbie got so tall.
It must have been his dad.
Could have been.
Are there any other stories you have?
Yeah, Tammy, I brought some pencils home one time. Tammy sold them at school. Then I had to go down to school because she wanted to buy them back. Because she was afraid she'd get in trouble. But we got to straighten out. I used to go down there and give classes on fire department. Mm-hmm.
So what was Mom like as a kid?
She was pretty good. Didn't have any trouble with her.
Mm-hmm.
Just got older.
So what was the worst thing she ever did?
Her and Pam came in and woke me up all the time when I was working midnights. And I got tired of it one night. So we went camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that's the end of it. I woke her up.
Mm-hmm.
At kept them awake till 4 o'clock in the morning. They never woke me up again.
What are you the most proud of that's happened in your life?
Having kids and getting married and having a house, and the house we lived in. Mm-hmm. You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Raising 2 kids and a grandson.
Mm-hmm. What was the happiest moment of your life?
I think our 25th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom and Aunt Pam and Rhonda gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. You were there, weren't you? Jen was there.
Pat.
Bob's brothers were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big ordeal.
Yeah.
What was the saddest moment of your life?
When Grandma passed.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, how would you like to be remembered?
As a good mom and a grandma.
Say, I think you're a good grandma.
I hope so.
So that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you want to talk about before I turn it off?
No, I think that's it, because you'll find the rest of it in the records.
Mm-hmm.